Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, tell us more about this.
Well, basically, he's of the opinion that, the virus is a danger, and we've got to work with that. But also that opening schools is important. And if New York City can open up the schools, then why can't California? And he's proposed a legislation that's getting some traction up in Sacramento out of the gate that would say that if the counties have declared you to be, in the safe bracket, in the orange or yellow, and that you're safe, then the schools need to open up. And it would go into effect in March. He said it would go hand in hand with money to be available. There already is money available. Schools, districts around the state have only used about half. But he said it's time to get back kids back in school. And hopefully by March we'll be in the shape to do that and to try to overcome the reluctance that some school districts are having about reopening.
What really strikes me is the change in approach, because with COVID, the governor and legislators are requiring certain businesses to close, to pull back, and this is the opposite, requiring them to open when certain benchmarks are met. It's more aggressive.
It is, and it's aggressive in sort of the opposite direction, which is that you're absolutely right. Now, the locals would still have the final say in terms of, like, local health officials and stuff, are we ready or not? But you're right, it's a changing of the direction or of the gears from shutdown to no, we need to start seriously and if need be mandating the opening, and the biggest one is schools. Now, Ting's, he's a parent himself. And he is getting a lot, he's hearing a lot from parents around the state and people, educators and child psychologists who are concerned about the ongoing shutdown. It would allow for hybrid learning, maybe partial. But, it's basically, the California Teachers Association is on board, at least I understand, on the concept as to actually how it works remains. But, some of the local, teachers and staff were reluctant to go back in. He says that's got to be overcome, and it's got to be overcome by the districts aggressively showing that they're ready and able to do it rather than sitting back and continuing to plan or not doing much. I mean, he's basically saying, look, someday we're going to reopen. Sooner is better than later. And how about we be ready for reopening rather than sitting around waiting and then saying, okay, now we'll do it and it'll be months more. It's got, like you said, it's a change in direction rather than saying we need to shut down. Somebody for the first time we're hearing is saying, no, we need to prep or even mandate for the opening again.
What do you think the chances for this legislation are up in Sacramento?
Well, if you took a public vote of it, everybody got up there, I think it would pass, because those lawmakers are looking at parents, and parents are voters, and they're saying, okay, we got to do this. The devil will be in the details, because you don't get a public vote necessarily out of the gate up in Sacramento. It weaves its way through committees and through the hallways, and there it gets changed. It'll be very interesting to see, however, in the next week or so, how the governor starts going on this. We've got to handle the pandemic now, but whether the governor gets behind something like this that says, no, we need to set a date for reopening. If we're good at that date, let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.